The July WASDE indicates U.S. grain supplies are tight. The July WASDE report was projected to be a friendly one, and it turned out to be even more friendly than expected. A significant cut to corn supplies and tightened supplies for soybeans and wheat indicate that there isn't much leeway for weather issues in the back half of the growing season. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the overall reduction in the old corn crop stocks was larger than expected.
On the old crop corn, we saw a decrease of 125 million bushels. That was came by way of an increase in feed and residual by 150 million bushels, a decrease of corn for ethanol by 25 million bushels. So we're now sitting at 2.02 billion, down from 2.145 billion. And then on the new crop side of things, you take all those changes from the old crop sides, throw those in, and then add on an extra 30 million bushels of exports, brings us down from 1.96 down to 1.79, which was about 80 million bushels better than what the average guess is.
McBride said there was virtually no change to the corn production numbers.
It is a good report for corn. We're going to finish the day up about 8 cents on the new crop side of things. No changes to the production side of things, because we didn't change the acres by very much, and the USDA doesn't necessarily step out on a ledge with regard to yield when it comes to their July report.
The wheat market saw the largest gains to end Friday, despite seeing smaller changes in the WASDE report. McBride said that was due to the shutdown of a strait between Crimea and Russia.
Ukrainians have been sending drones and having drone attacks on Russian ships over there just off of the Black Sea. So they shut down that strait here today, and they don't have a timeline of when they're going to reopen it. So you see the wheat take a strong move, because that is where a lot of those wheat sales and exports go through to get out of Russia. So that's what goosed the wheat. Because if you look at the actual USDA report for wheat, they did lower ending stocks by 22 million bushels, but that was actually less than what was expected. They were looking to take it down to about 710 to 715 million bushels, and they came in at 722. So yes, it was a friendly number, but not quite as friendly as what was expected.
On the soybean side of the report, USDA raised production by 40 million bushels to 4.475 billion bushels, spurred by the higher harvest area from the June 30th acreage report. While the USDA did raise soybean supplies by 30 million bushels, they also increased soybean exports by the same amount, offsetting the supplies and leaving the ending stocks at a tight 310 million bushels. McBride said this means the weather will be a huge focus for the grain markets moving forward.
Even with today's positive report, you saw some restraint in the market with regard to how high these prices got. We weren't able to take out the weekly high in corn or beans on this report, even though they were both favorable. And I think a lot of that is we're still watching this weather market. Over the next 5 days, you've got dry conditions with some pretty substantial heat for about three or so days. But then you also looking out to the 6 to 10 day forecast. They've incorporated more rain into the eastern belt and some of Iowa getting that with some of that heat dissipating just a little bit. So this will be something that we have to watch, because we are now in active pollination.
That again was Greg McBride, the director of brokerage at Allendale. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM, or listen live on KDHNradio.com.